about you personally, just based on, you know, how the game kind of ended and you were able to kind of control the ball so they wouldn't be able to, I'll say, get the ball back and get it enough to score more?
Yeah, it was good. You know, our defense, it played solid all year for all four quarters. And, you know, we knew that it would come down to us scoring a touchdown, pretty much pulled away. And, you know, Sam found Rudy down there and was able to cap it off.
How about just the ball control itself from the offensive standpoint, just being able to hold on to the ball and be able to drain that clock more?
I think, you know, we came up big on some third downs, sustained some drives, and I think that played a big part in that. And, it's just all about executing, getting points, you know. We know our defense is going to make their stops, and it's up to us to score points and create separation.
How do you feel that momentum can kind of carry over from some of the success that you did have from week to week?
Definitely, but you know, at the same time, every week's a new week, and Indianapolis and Jacksonville are two different teams, so we have our hands full, and all we can do is keep grinding and make the plays this Sunday when they come up.
Must you pay attention to all the playoff scenarios and things that need to happen for you guys to get in?
Not too much. I just know we need to win the next three. And that's our focus right now.
When you're looking at how tight the race is there one loss that stands out in particular that you kind of like think about and wish that that was the one you could have to be in a better position?
A couple of them. We lost a couple of close ones. Both Detroit games were close. Go either way. Washington, that was a close game. So, you know, it's not really so much about that. You know, you can't really fix it now. It's in the past. So, you know, all we can do is focus on the next three, one of those, and it starts this week with Indy.
What's it like kind of having your back against the wall and needing to win out and kind of having that pressure? And
Can't think of it too much pressure, but pressure makes diamonds. So, you know, at the same time, you know, everybody got to come to work and lay it on the line. That's what it's all about. And, I know everybody's going to lay it on the line these next two games. And then at the end of the day, just let the chips fall.
Derek, speaking of laying on the line, your coach has an eye patch out there. You know, I mean, do you guys kind of look at him and say, man, that, you know, he's going through things, so we gotta do what we can too?
Yeah, definitely. Coach Jones is going to be all he's got. Everybody knows that. And, we're a reflection of him. You know, everybody's going to get on the line. So, you know, it's just all about fighting together and working and doing whatever it takes to come out with a win.
Because some of the guys were saying he was tougher on the team last week than normal. Did you see that?
Yeah, he was on a real tough. Given the situation that we were in, you know, he had to be. And I think we did a good job at responding on Sunday. So, probably be the same thing this week. And, that's a good thing. So, it's all about, you know, working collectively, getting the game plan together, and practicing and making sure we execute this week.
What, in which ways was he tougher on you guys?
Just all around, you know, just on us, you know, about the little things, you know. Little things lead to the big things, and, that's just because then he's going to be on you about whatever it is, so.
Six.